Hello, everyone. This is Sharon, and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. To God be the glory. Today, I want to talk to you about Psalms 1 from the Passion Translation. What delight comes to the one who follow God's ways? He won't walk in step with the wicked, nor share the sinner's way, nor be found sitting in the scorner's seat. His passion is to remain true to the word of I am, meditating day and night on the true revelation of light. He will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of life. He is never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous. But how different are the wicked? They are like chaff blown away by the wind. The wicked will not endure the day of judgment, for God will not defend them. Nothing they do will succeed or endure for long, for they have no part with those who walk in truth. But how different it is for the righteous. The Lord embraces their paths as they move forward, while the way of the wicked leads only to doom. Again, that's Psalm 1 from the Passion Translation. And I want to read one other translation and then we're going to get started. All right, let's see. This is from the Message. How well God must like you. You don't walk in the ruts of those blind as bats. You don't stand with the good for nothings. You don't take your seat among the know-it-alls. Instead, you thrill to God's word. You chew on scripture day and night. You're a tree replanted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month, never dropping a leaf, always in blossom. You're not at all like the wicked, who are mere wind-blown dust without defense in court, unfit company for innocent people. God charts the road you take. The road they take leads to nowhere. I just want you to know that God is with you. You are blessed, you are highly favored, and you are above and beyond where the wicked are. So when I say wicked, I'm not talking about, you know, how bad they are. I'm just talking about when you're saved and not saved. We should delight ourselves in the Lord at all times. And God should always, you should always have God on your mind. God, you're always on God's mind. So you should always want to get closer to him, as it says, you know, meditating on the scriptures day and night. You should want to do that all the time. You should be firmly planted in the word of God, that nothing shakes you. Nothing moves you. You're like that firm, big tree. You know, I'm sure you've passed many trees today as you're driving. You have a tree in your yard or somewhere on your property. Let's be like that tree. Let's not waver, but let's bring forth fruit in our season. Every day we have a new opportunity to get closer to God, to witness to someone, to do things differently. Let's keep that in mind. Let's not act like the ungodly or act like somebody who doesn't even know God. Let's share the information with them and help them to see God the way that you see God. If you don't know who God is, then ask God into your heart. Say, Lord, come to me now. I accept Jesus as my personal Savior. I know that he died on the cross for me and then he rose again on the third day. Forgive me of all of my sins. God will do that. He will meet you right where you are. If you've never been born again, if you've never asked him for forgiveness, if you've never said the quote unquote sinner's prayer, today is your day. Be blessed. Walk in the way that God wants you to walk. Do it the way that God tells you to do it. And you will see how blessed and how fortunate and how prosperous you really are. You're not going to stand in the path of sinners. You're not going to sit down with them. You're not even going to be, you know, shaken or wavered by what happens with them. So allow yourself to be blessed on today. Have a phenomenal day. Till next time.
Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.